Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. A short docket today, but a good one indeed. First, Lori Vallow's case gets continued again. Second, was this the most important moment in the George Floyd trial to date? And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. And everyone said last night it was a little fiery, so go watch our live program that we did last night. First on the docket today, the Lori Vallow, Chad DeBell trial is being pushed back again. That's right. They said in a brief hearing Tuesday that they are not ready for the trial, which is scheduled in July. Mark Means, Lori's attorney, and John Pryor, Chad's attorney, asked Judge Stephen Boyce to delay the proceedings. A new date has not been set, but a hearing for pretrial motions has been rescheduled now for June 9th, which is the one-year anniversary of when 7-year-old Joshua, J.J. Vallow, and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan, two of Lori Vallow's children, were found buried on Chad DeBell's property. Now, Chad and Lori have both pled not guilty to the felony related to the alteration, destruction, and sealment of the bodies of JJ and Tylee. Now, at this brief hearing, the prosecutor said that he and his new special deputized special counsel, Rachel Smith from Missouri, that they're ready to go for the July trial date. It's the defense that was asking for the continuance. So Pryor said he has dozens of items to discuss with Mr. Wood and Smith before going to trial. He said that he also still needs to ask to move the trial from Fremont County and may potentially hold a hearing to ask Chad's case be severed from Lori's case. Duh. I told you Chad wants a separate case from Lori Vallow. It was Lori Vallow's attorney that wanted to join it with Chad's case. I can't imagine Mr. Pryor wanted that at all. He's obviously objected to it, and he wants their cases severed. Now, back in October, Judge Boyce approved to try the Daybells together for efficiency purposes after Wood said he planned to use the same evidence and witnesses to prosecute the both of them. Now, if Pryor officially files a motion to sever, Boyce could order that the trials to happen separately. Would somebody set a firm motions date in this case so that we can have a motions deadline? And unless you have good cause, you don't get to just keep saying, I'm going to file something. File it. Okay. Now, the attorneys are basically saying there's just simply too much discovery to go through and that they can't get ready for this June 9th date or the trial date. The courts has a busy calendar, so they're going to have another hearing to set an actual trial date. I would say that if these attorneys don't think that they can be prepared, they need to either A, stop taking other cases in their practice so they can focus on this and be prepared, or better start hiring some associates to help you get the work done. Because remember, although the defendant has a right to a speedy trial, so does the public. Please, go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, was this the most important moment in the Derek Chauvin trial to date? Well, guess what? The beautiful thing is we get to take a listen. So the lead defense attorney, Eric Nelson, the attorney for Derek Chauvin, and I think this guy is doing a great job. I've been known to criticize defense attorneys when I think they suck. And in reality, this attorney is doing a great job working with what he has to work with. Let's face it, Derek Chauvin is probably one of the most hated men slash former police officer in America. He has got an uproad battle for sure, but man, he is putting in a good fight. So some evidence was played yesterday when one of the experts, this Mr. Steiger, and he was hired to look at the video footage from last year's arrest in addition to court records and training policy. And Mr. Steiger, who's from with the Los Angeles Police Department, he's a sergeant out there, Jody Steiger, basically said that he thought the force was excessive. Now, you would think that this expert witness would probably want to look at all the evidence and he'd probably want to analyze everything, right? So when he was being asked questions regarding getting Mr. Floyd out of his SUV and into the back of the police cruiser, and according to the sergeant, officers should have lowered or completely stopped using force once Floyd was placed on the ground in a prone position. Now, the officers were filmed arresting George Floyd, who was 44 at the time, on suspicion that he had used a counterfeit bill, right, across the street. After police pulled Floyd out of his car and handcuffed him, Chauvin was filmed forcing his knee into Floyd's neck. And there's some interesting testimony, but we're going to pull that up before we talk about that. Now, Floyd was heard gasping for air and repeatedly saying that he could not breathe before he lost consciousness and ultimately died. But the defense attorney, in this case, played a video from one of the officer's body camera videos. And in the body cam video, you can hear George Floyd saying something. I think that you can hear what George Floyd was saying rather clearly. It was Sergeant Steiger who could not make it out, so the video was played twice for him. I would have had him come over, listen to it, get his ear right down to the microphone and listen and see if he could make that out. Now, guess what? I don't think the sergeant was ever going to say he heard it clearly, but you take a listen to this. Was this George Floyd saying, "I swallowed too many drugs"? Take a listen, ladies and gentlemen. You decide. Was this the moment that is going to be a watershed moment in this case? Let me know. Leave a comment below.
You hear what he said?
No, I couldn't make it out.
Does it sound like he says, "I ate too many drugs"? Listen again.
Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Natika Lee, 49, charged with manslaughter, but she remained at large for an incident going back to 2015. Well, now she's been apprehended and ultimately charged. She was injecting silicone into patients' buttocks. One of them happened to die. Was it perhaps because Miss Lee was not a trained medical professional? It turns out that's the case. And in fact, she was not a trained medical professional. She was maybe a career criminal who had served time in prison for robbery, burglary, and theft. Well, now she has a charge of involuntary manslaughter where she got 5 years. So Miss Lee, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day for performing medical procedures on yet more people without having the proper credentials and knowledge to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a doctor, let's not perform medical procedures. Just saying, good legal advice of the day. All right. Thanks for watching. Let me know about your thoughts about the Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell trial getting continued again. And what do you think George Floyd said in that video? Is it unintelligible or does it say, "I ate too many drugs"? Leave me a comment below. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.